If you're watching this, chances are you're feeling stuck. And being stuck, he'll say that someone has climbed the ladder, but they've leaned their ladder against the wrong building. So this is one of my favorite exercises. I've actually never shared it publicly before now, but I'm kind of in the spirit of I'm just ready to share everything and help people. Can you allow the purpose of this stuckness to be, it's redirecting you towards something better, towards a
Welcome to Rad Life, where resilience, authenticity, and daring come together to ignite your spark and ignite your success. I'm your host, Mackenzie Rose, and here we explore how to unlock your inner fire, embrace your purpose, and lead a life of well-being and impact. Whether you're a visionary, entrepreneur, or leader, this is your space to learn, grow, and step into your full power. Let's dive deep into the tools, strategies, and stories that will fuel your journey and help you create your own rad life. Ready to unleash your firepower? Let's get started.
If you're watching this, chances are you're feeling stuck. And being stuck is one of the most frustrating feelings in the world. But I'm betting that there's a part of you that knows that you're meant for more in your work or career or business or just life as a whole. But right now, things feel really murky, and the lack of clarity and the feeling of stuckness can be so overwhelming. I'm here to help you get unstuck and help you find clarity in your purpose and in moving forward. If you're feeling trapped or uncertain about your next steps, I'm going to guess that you're dealing with three things. The first is feeling like you have limited options. So when we start to feel stuck, it's like tunnel vision sets in and we focus too much on the problem or not having clarity on the solution. And with those blinders on, we miss out on opportunities that would help us get unstuck. The second thing I'm pretty sure that you're experiencing is limiting beliefs. So the thoughts that we have can either help us or hinder us. And when we're feeling stuck, we're usually caught in a mess of limiting beliefs that are holding us back and preventing us from either moving forward or simply feeling like we can move forward. The third is when we're feeling stuck, we don't feel like we have a plan or support. And the thing is that it's possible to find this, but in the times of just like stuckness and overwhelm and anxiety and worry and fear, it doesn't feel like it. So I'm going to give you 10 actionable steps, like 10 real life steps to help you get unstuck right now, gain clarity, move forward, and move forward with purpose. And no gatekeeping. I'm not going to do any gatekeeping. I'm going to tell you exactly what I would do, what I help my clients with, what I do when I feel stuck. So grab a pen, because this is going to be a little interactive if you want, or pull up your notes app on your phone, but let's dive right in. So the first thing is we need to break out of the tunnel vision, right? So if we're feeling like we only can see, imagine being in a tunnel, you can only see certain things ahead. We need to break that apart so that the expanse of what's actually possible opens up to us. And so the first question I want you to ask yourself is, do you have to stay where you are? Do you have to? Is it absolutely required that you stay in whatever your current circumstances are, in your current job, in your current role? Or often a lot of times when we're feeling stuck, we feel like we can't leave, but it's simply because we're feeling held in by almost like the lure of stability and security. So the thing to remember is that money and security are everywhere. There are quite literally trillions of dollars in the world, and there are so many jobs, and there are so many opportunities that you can start businesses around. The actual number is infinite. There's no cap on that. There's no cap on the ideas that you can have to start a successful business, or there is a vast number of different roles and places you can go to, or places to move to, or people to date, whatever you're feeling stuck around. But there are millions of ways of creating financial stability or whatever it is that you are specifically looking for. There are billions of people in the world. There are millions of places, and there are all these options that could better align with your goals. So right now, I want you to write down or think in your head, what is something or like the main thing that's keeping you stuck on your current path? Is it security? Is it comfort? Is it something else? Okay, once we're clear on that, the next step, step two, is we need to redefine success on your terms. It's so easy to have success defined to us by society or by your family or your friends or your parents or anyone outside of yourself. But you need to get really clear on what does success look and feel like for you personally. And the thing here is that success, in the same way you can look at health as this full spectrum thing, it involves your mind, your body, your spirit. Success is not just something that you look at within the context of a job. It's what would feel successful as a whole. How do you want to feel? How do you want to act? What kind of time freedoms do you want? Where do you want to be? What kind of relationships do you want? How much money do you want to have? What kind of opportunities do you want to have? All of that plays into success. And you need to get very clear on what that looks like for you personally. If you do not have that clarity, how are you going to create it? You're going to end up either with a life by default or success on someone else's terms, like, you know, getting married and having the baby and having the house and realizing you're completely unfulfilled, or getting the dream job and realizing it's actually not what you want because you didn't get clear on what success actually looked like for you. So that's step number two. You need to get really, really clear. And so if you're doing this with a pen or pencil, write down your answers. If you're doing this on your phone, write down your answers. This is about gaining a deeper understanding of yourself and what matters to you, and also opening your mind to new ways of thinking about success and fulfillment so that you can bring yourself closer to what would actually feel good. That's going to help you get unstuck, because it's likely that you might have backed yourself into a corner where all of a sudden you thought you wanted something and you have it and you kind of realize, oh shit, like this isn't it, right? Or a lot of times one of my mentors, Brendan Burchard, who I love his books and his work and all of these things, he'll say that someone has climbed the ladder, but they've leaned their ladder against the wrong building. So I want you to get clear. What does success look like for you? And then three, we're going to do a little kind of experiment, because one of the things in life is that we don't actually know what's right or right for us until we try. So life isn't, we aren't given our purpose or these perfect things in life by just thinking about them or scrolling on social media or doing research. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, I found my purpose. No. We find what we're meant to do and what we like doing and where we like being and the people we like, all of these things, by actually going out and trying things and doing things and having conversations and having experiences, right? So I want you to start having basically create mini experiments in areas that you're curious about. So if you're thinking of switching your job from A to F, from D to G, from, you know, something to something else, what could you do to learn a little bit more about it? Could you start a project? Could you read a book about it? Could you find someone in your network or on LinkedIn even who has a similar career or the job title that you want, or is that the company you think would be really incredible to work at on the, you know, the career business path that you're considering that you can actually sit down and talk to? I used to do informational interviews in the time when I was leaving college because I was trying to figure out what kind of position I wanted to be in. And I wanted to see what the work was like and the work-life balance and the trajectory of my career if I went, you know, in A versus B versus C. Just one or two conversations truly, or one or two books, or, you know, a day of a rabbit hole on YouTube, or creating a small project around what you think would be something that you might consider, or you might like or want to do, can provide you so much insight. So three is we're experimenting. We're actually going and picking up the thing or learning more about it in some capacity so that we can start to try it on for ourselves. Like, does this feel good? Does this work? Could I see myself doing this or being this kind of person or being in this place? If it's like, maybe you want to get somewhere else, maybe go on a long weekend trip. There's so many options, but you need to get your hands dirty with the thing that you're exploring. And the next piece is really important in life as a whole, but when we're feeling stuck, it can provide such a beautiful compass, which is knowing exactly what your core values are. What is it that you actually value and why? And if you were to, let's say, stack rank them, what would that look like? Because a lot of times we think we want something, and then in the process of getting there or having it or creating it, we find a lack of happiness or fulfillment because it actually isn't in alignment with what we want. You see this a lot in business. I love to listen to founders' stories and read founders' stories and things like that. And so often it happens that someone will build a business that they thought they want, but then they end up feeling so trapped in it. And it's because often, let's say, it becomes this behemoth and it's outwardly so successful, but it goes against maybe one of their core values of freedom, like freedom of time or freedom to go and do what they want on their schedule. Or it goes against one of their core values of family. All of a sudden, they're completely absorbed in this outwardly successful business, which is generating a ton of revenue and all the things, you know, all the clients, whatever it looks like, but they have no time to spend with their family. They're not seeing their kids grow up, or their marriage is being, or relationship is crumbling. So you need to be very clear about what are the things that you actually value to make sure, like, just you can use it as such a good North Star, because you need to see if what you have is in alignment with those things. And also the direction that you want to go, like this getting unstuck process, has to be in alignment with those, because that's where you find the peace and the ease and the fulfillment and feeling really happy with your decisions and what you're doing and where you're working, whatever that looks like. It has to align. Otherwise, you're creating, again, success on terms that actually aren't yours. Because if you end up with something, but it conflicts with your values, it's never going to feel good. It's never going to feel good. And then you'll probably feel stuck or like that. Maybe that's where you are right now. And then you'll have to start this process all over again, which is fine. It leads to growth, but it can be really hard and painful and challenging. So there's a couple ways I like to look at core values. One, you could look at just, you know, the big list of, you know, 200 plus words that are your values. But another component is, what are like the things, the kind of like the pillars of life that you actually value? This is part of a process that I do with my clients, but it's not just about like loyalty, impact. For me, for example, one of my things that I most value, that's most treasured to me, that makes me feel most alive and that I'm giving the most to the world, is teaching. And another is learning. And another of my value pillars, as I call them, is having firsthand or kind of like emotion evoking experiences, like something that causes adrenaline or something that causes wonder or joy or excitement, having those kinds of experiences in life, which is one of the reasons I love travel so much and doing things that are new to me. So when you get clear on your values, both your core values and your value pillars, then you can look at them and compare them to your current path and see, is there alignment there or is there lack of alignment? If there's a mismatch, then that's a very good indicator of which way you need to pivot, what you need to change, right? So just this exercise alone, just number four, can reveal so much about why you're stuck and what may need to change. It might be a smaller fix than you think. It might just be that one of your core values of adventure is not being honored because you're spending so much time at, you know, a certain component of your job or business, but maybe that could be outsourced. Or, you know, there's so many hypothetical examples and solutions, but first you need to see what's in alignment, what's out of alignment, right? So the next step is number 5. And we're going to look at essentially your ikigai, but I take people through a different process that's similar, but I think better and more in depth. And it brings out, I think, a better response to the self-discovery work that comes with saying like, okay, what am I good at and what am I here to do? So it's a framework I call pie tags. Yes, like a tag, like playing tag the game, or a tag on your luggage, and pie, like the dessert. So it's PIETAGS. So it's passions, your interests, things that excite you, your talents, your abilities, your gifts, and your skills. And I want you to make a huge list of all of these things. Maybe it's not huge, but it's going to be bigger than you think. Because it's one thing to look at what you're good at or the skills that you've cultivated, maybe that you had to learn for a job. It wasn't like something that necessarily interested you, but you had to learn it, your skills, your abilities, and then looking at the things that come really naturally to you, your talents and your gifts, and then combine that with the things that are you really passionate about, like the things that just spark a fire in you or light you up or make you angry even. And then combine that with the things that interest you and then the things that excite you. And so when you do this, it's one, so empowering and I would say inspiring and exciting, because you see yourself in a new way almost of like, whoa, like I have so much capability when I take all of these things and combine them together. And then you can look at that and say, okay, well, as compared to where I am and what I'm doing now, is there something here? Really, it's about some combination that I can, you know, use and create as this new identity and move forward and be unstuck because I realize my power. And then you can really take your pie tags and match it with a problem that needs solving in the world, especially something that you're passionate about or in a field that you are passionate about or care about. And you can start kind of working new ideas of what would be possible for you, of possible paths to take. I will say that when I went back to school to study performance psychology, I essentially did this pie tags, but I was having a hard time matching all of my skills and abilities and my talents, my interests. I had all that and it made me feel like, whoa, I'm fucking awesome. You know, this is a big confidence builder, this exercise. But then I was like, well, what problem do I want to attach that to? You know, I'm really involved and passionate about advocacy and activism for the environment and the changes in climate and protection of the earth herself. And I also think that you can do that in so many different ways. And then I'm really interested in conscious business and helping people who leave businesses, because that's such a way that we influence the world, helping them be more conscious and more healthy and more well and better leaders so that they have better and bigger impact in what they're doing. And actually, when I found performance psych, I was like, okay, this is amazing, because I can kind of go into this coaching consulting role where I can work with people in many fields and industries. So I didn't have to pick just one. So your world can really blossom and open up when you do this exercise of seeing, really, it's like an exercise of who am I and how awesome am I? You know, when you look at each component of pie tags and then use that to be like, one, maybe it's I'm getting underpaid in my job. Look at how awesome I am. And I'm not even putting this talent or gift to work. Maybe I can ask for, you know, a new project in my work, and that would be more fulfilling, or a new role, or go to a different job where I can combine more of these things, or pivot my business or build a new business. Or maybe it's in the relationship arena and you're like, okay, well, I have these interests and they're not really being met in my current relationship. Like, I don't think this can work out, but I know what I'm looking for now when I'm dating because I see myself in a bigger picture. Or you can look at the place that you're living. You're like, there's nothing here that matches my passions or the things I'm excited about. So I'm going to go somewhere where the culture of the city matches who I am. There's so many options and opportunities here. So this is one of my favorite exercises. I've actually never shared it publicly before now, but I'm kind of in the spirit of I'm just ready to share everything and help people. And then that, you know, that's that. And when people come to me, it's not because they want this information that I'm gatekeeping. It's because they want help with implementation and, you know, furthering where they're at. But I'm giving it all to you. So after tie tags, I hope you like that one. Write it down, do the exercise, maybe not during this episode or pause it because it'll take a minute, but that's an important one. And after that, we're going to go into the next component of being stuck and getting unstuck, which is looking at our limiting beliefs and reframing our limiting beliefs. So we need to talk about the beliefs that are keeping you stuck because these are the mental patterns and the repetition that we play all the time. And once we have a belief, we're then creating thoughts that reinforce that belief. So it feels real. It feels so real. It feels so true, but it's not true. It's only true to us in this present reality that we've been creating through our own self-fulfilling, essentially prophecy of recreating all the thoughts that feed into our negative belief. So what we need to do is make a few shifts. I'm going to suggest one shift now that's really helped a lot of my clients who feel stuck because they aren't where they want to be. And a lot of times where they want to be is having like this ultimate life purpose. And if they're not doing their ultimate life purpose right now, then they just like don't know what to do next. This is separate from knowing that what you are doing right now isn't what you want to do. But I do want to just bring this up because I think it's a really good belief to squash. And it does help with this element of stuckness because I want to first and foremost just say that purpose is not a destination. It's a journey. So many people have this wrong that you just discover your life purpose. It comes like that. And then there you go. You're on your way and you do it for the rest of your life. No, purpose is discovered and created through the act and process of living and being alive and doing stuff. So when you try things out and you see what you like and you don't like, when you go through different experiences, these are all bringing you closer to your purpose. And especially when we go through hard things, it's often our biggest wounds, our biggest pains, our biggest traumas and challenges that actually are the things that reveal our purpose. So imagine it's like, you know, let's pull out Shrek. It's like an onion. And you're going through life peeling the layers back. And eventually you get to the pearl. Well, there's no pearl in an onion, but you know what I mean? Like the root at the middle. And it's like, then you went through all this experience. You figured out who you were. You figured out what you really care about and how your pie tags, how your capabilities match up with what the world needs in some capacity. And then you have this beautiful purpose. And purpose changes over time. It morphs and changes. That's why I'm so big on having a North Star and a true North, because it's always about the direction. It's the direction that will allow you to continue to find your purpose, walk your purpose, and allow your purpose to evolve. So instead of fixating with this limiting belief, right, about I have to have my ultimate purpose and like I feel stuck because I don't have it, I don't know what to do. Instead of fixating on it and getting in rumination and anxiety and worry about, you know, the one perfect purpose, I want you to instead ask yourself, what is my purpose right now in this spot in my journey? Or what is my purpose right now in this season of life? Or even what is my purpose right now in this relational situation or in this current job? Because we've blown up purpose to be like this capital P big thing, But you can ask purpose of anything. I could get on the phone with you right now and be like, hey, honey, like, what's the purpose of this phone call? And then you would tell me. So you could decide purpose of anything. So I want you to just look at where you're at. You're like, okay, well, what is the purpose in this season of my life? You can look at a season of feeling stuck or a moment of feeling stuck or a period of feeling stuck. The purpose of it is to allow you to do the processes and go through the actions essentially to get unstuck, which is going to make you be more clear. So the purpose of being stuck is life saying, okay, you're feeling stuck because this is not working very well. Like you're not in your highest truth or highest gifts or highest alignment. And so I'm going to make you feel stuck so that you can start to jostle some things around, figure it out, and then move towards a path that feels better than where you're at now. There's always purpose and meaning that you can bring to situations, especially difficult ones, if you so choose. And it's a superpower. And it's so easy when we're feeling stuck to forget that we can do this. It's one of the reasons we feel stuck. Again, like I said, like the blinders come on and you forget that you actually ultimately have not just choice, but you have a radical responsibility over yourself and your path and what you're doing. And when you step up and you claim that, you realize that you've gotten yourself stuck and you also are the one that can get yourself unstuck, right? So allow yourself to just be okay with where you're at and start to contemplate, what is the purpose of this stuckness? Where is it that you feel the most stuck? And what is that trying to show you? Imagine that this is specifically given to you right now, this feeling, because it's forcing you to change in a better direction. I need you to get very clear on what is it showing you and in what way is it pushing you? Does that make sense? So what area are you feeling stuck, and can you allow the purpose of this stuckness to be, it's redirecting you towards something better, towards a higher timeline, towards a better relationship, towards a better job, towards a pivot in your business or a new place to live or a new way of taking care of your health, whatever it looks like, allow it to be a gift. And you don't have to have an ultimate idea of what your whole life's purpose is right now. It's ever evolving, it's ever unfolding and evolving. And this is part of it. So allow it to be beautiful and do the self-inquiry work. This is the process of self-mastery, right? This is how we figure out more about who we are and what is real and true for us and what we're meant to do and which way our journey is meant to go. Number 7 of the 10 things I would do to get unstuck is to also expand purpose beyond work. So I'm going to take a sip of water. So I think it's so common that we combine purpose with our work. But purpose doesn't have to be with our work. Your purpose could be writing poems, which you do in the, you know, wee hours of the night by candlelight because it brings you alive. Your purpose can be creating beautiful wooden furniture that you do on Saturdays and Sundays, and you love it more than anything, and you've developed in a very skilled craft and people love it as well. Your purpose could be being the best mom or dad you could possibly be. Your purpose could be cooking amazing food that makes the people you love feel so nourished and loved. Your purpose is not always going to be tied to your work. And I think it is beautiful to have a higher purpose or some kind of, you know, larger purpose that does tie to your work. But sometimes our work is the thing that we do so that we can then have the means to focus on our purpose. I want to say that again. Sometimes the job that we do is what we do so that we have the time, the money, the energy, the house to live in, the food to eat, so that we can put our energy towards what we feel our purpose is, which is something outside of work, outside of your career. That's okay. There's no right or wrong way to do your life purpose. You just have to think about you're a child of the universe. You are a divine creation. I mean, let's just take a quick moment here to try to just zoom out and think about how crazy it is that I'm talking into a little piece of metal and plastic connected to a computer that computes things and has crystals in here. There's crystals in here doing all kinds of crazy stuff, connecting with Wi-Fi that spans our whole globe. Who knows where you are, but you're receiving this transmission right now. And all of us are on a rock spinning in space, moving around a giant fiery ball of gas. I mean, it's actually crazy. So don't let anyone tell you that there's a right way to do purpose, but I will tell you that you are here for a reason. And it's one of the most fulfilling things in the world to align with that. So just let it be exploratory. Like, let's go back to number, I think it was my number four, of like an experiment, like experiment with stuff, experiment with what it feels like to allow yourself the idea that maybe your purpose is something outside of the work you do, or experiment with like, maybe I really can find work that feels like I'm truly in my purpose and giving back in a bigger way. There's no right way to do it, but it's something that you need to feel into and explore. I mean, that's your job. You do not want to get to the end of your life and feel like, one, I didn't try to find it, or two, I kind of knew what it was, but I neglected it, or three, I just had a purposeless life. Can you imagine? I mean, makes me feel icky to think about that. And I don't want that for any of you. I don't want that for anyone in the world, right? I just, life is too special to do that. That's my thought. Okay, another belief, the next belief, number eight, is such a big one when we're feeling stuck, which is the fact that you feel like you have to have it all figured out. And you don't. There's a book I love. It's called The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, and the Horse. And I love this book. I cry every single time I read it. It's one of the sweetest, most profound, beautiful books I've ever read. It's kind of a kid's book, but it's definitely for, I think, anyone of any age from 3 to 103. But there's this scene in it, and I believe it's the boy, and he's saying, I don't know which way to go. I don't know how to move forward. I don't know what to do. I can't see. And the horse says, can you see what's right in front of you? And he says, yeah. And the horse says, okay, take that step. And it's such simple and profound wisdom and such a beautiful message, because like, you don't have to see the whole way down, the whole way through. You don't have to have the whole plan figured out. You don't have to know it all right now, but can you take your next right step? Take one step and then take the next and the next, and that will lead you to your destination. The same thing as if you're driving in the car, you know, when it's really, really foggy and you can't see, but with your headlights, you can see like 5, 10, 20, 30 feet in front of you. And so you don't have to see fully where you're going. You just need to see what's right in front of you and just continue to take that step, or to, you know, keep your foot on the pedal and drive through the fog, because you don't have to see all the way to the end. You just need to see what's right in front of you, and you need to move forward into that space. So I don't want you to feel like you have to have every answer today. Like, listening to this podcast might be full of revelations and feel really wonderful and beautiful. And it also might feel like, okay, I'm not really sure, but I do see the next step. And I want you just to take the next step and do the exercises that I've covered in the episode so far. Really do your pie tags. Look at the other limiting beliefs that might be holding you back and do these experiments or many experiments and start to try things out. Talk to people, go places, do the mini projects, do something, like get into action. Feeling stuck can be so hard because it can feel or result in paralysis. And to get unstuck, you can't stay in that paralyzed space. It's not going to work. And in life, in getting unstuck, it's all about experimenting and adjusting. That's all part of the process. So I need you to just release your hold on having it all figured out, but lean into the fact that right in front of you, there's a step on the path, and I need you to figure out what that is and to take it. Number 9 is another goodie, and I will definitely tell you I fall into this trap, but it's all about you don't have to figure this out alone. When I feel stuck or when I am in anxiety or stress or some kind of feels like dark, deep challenge, I tend to self-isolate. It's something that I've been working on a lot for the last couple of years as I kind of came to realize this pattern, but you don't have to do this alone and you shouldn't do this alone. There's so much help available, and I'm not trying to make you feel like, okay, you need to have so many friends or such a big community so you have so much help. But I know there's someone out there who would be happy if you said, hey, I'm feeling like I'm having a hard time. Would you mind if I just talk something through with you? Or can I share how I'm feeling? I don't even need advice. I just need someone to listen to me right now. You're allowed to ask for what you want. And I just want you to remember, like, you're not alone. You need to and get to connect with others. And that can be within your support system. It's also, like I said earlier, you can reach out to people on LinkedIn and talk to them about like what your options could possibly look like. You could join a community, go find people that are in alignment with whatever this, you know, thing is that's making you feel stuck, or just cool people in general can really lighten the load. Even if you're not talking about your stuckness, but just being in community with people and showing up somewhere, and it almost like can pivot your mind away from the problem, which oftentimes actually opens up space for a solution to come. And being around people that you feel are similar to you or share similar interests or, you know, are in the same boat as you or anything like that are so special and important. And if you're not, you know, in some way trying to connect with others through this process of feeling stuck, I really think you're doing yourself a disservice. And there's people out there, I mean, a therapist, if you don't feel like you can go to anyone, go get a therapist or a coach. I mean, these are people who, depending on what you're looking for, if you're in like an acute issue, probably a therapist. If you're looking for help with something, maybe a coach. If you're looking for support, a friend. If you're looking for just feeling more connected and maybe getting out of your head a little bit, a community. You know, there's so many options, and there's also so many people that have been where you are. And if you act like no one else has ever experienced what you're going through, you're being silly. I mean, we all have things that are special about us and our stories, but anything that you're going through, other people have also gone through, right? And so you don't have to act like you're all alone or feel like, you know, this ultimate like, woe is me. You know, it's not going to get you anywhere. Lean into support, reach out to someone, join a community, get a therapist, get a coach. And step 10 is, if all this or any of this is resonating and you really feel like you're wanting to go deeper and you found value in this, and there's something kind of igniting in you of like, oh yeah, like there is this spark within me and I want to have my life aligned to who I really am and what I really want, or there is a big project I actually want to do that I've been not taking steps forward on because I'm scared or whatever that is, I would love to support you further. Together, I have numerous processes that I take you through. I mean, pie tags is just one little one, but we can go through who you are and do this deep self-inquiry work and shadow work and personal mastery work around your habits and how you show up and how you talk to yourself and how you hold yourself and how you take action and your productivity, and really create a plan that's uniquely yours and uniquely for you with deep guidance and support and someone who sees you and believes in you. And God, like, isn't that just such a beautiful thing? It's like to be witnessed in life and feel truly seen and believed in is so important. And sometimes when we're feeling stuck, it can be because we want to take this bigger leap, but we feel like if we go for it, our friends, our family, people around us won't understand it. And that, in my experience, getting someone to support me when I've gone through these things, who has a completely different frame of reference and truly sees, has seen me and believes in my goals and mission, has been one of the most supportive and helpful things I've ever done for myself. And if I can do that for you, if you feel a resonance with who I am and my background and who you are and what you want, I would be honored to have a conversation and see if that's something that feels good to both of us. I ultimately, no matter who you are, what you do, what steps you take, who you do and don't work with, what I want you to feel is clarity and alignment and purpose in, not necessarily your whole life, that's amazing though, but purpose in your next steps and just feeling good about who you are and how you're showing up and what you're doing and where you're going, whether that's in your work and career, whether that's in your business, whether that's in your life path as a whole. That's what I care about. And however you do that is wonderful. If you want to just keep tuning in to the channel, to the podcast, to free content, like, do that. If you want more support, do that. If you know, if there's someone coming to mind where you're like, I've always wanted to be in touch with them and I feel like they are so aligned with what I want and need, go to them. But if it's right here and this is something that you think would be a good fit, click the button or the link that I have here to apply to work with me. And it would be so great to see if this is a good fit and to help you be exactly who you want and have the life that you want and the business that you want and have it all click and have it all feel good. At the end of the day, we're just out here trying to feel good. Everything we do is for a feeling. We think we want money to, you know, do X, Y, and Z. No, we want money because it's going to give us a feeling. We want the car because it's going to give us a feeling. We want the boyfriend or girlfriend because it's going to give us a feeling. The house, the clothes, the whatever. That's what we're chasing. So get clear on what is it that you want. And if you want my help, let me know. And either way, I want you to remember to stay rad and stay resilient. And what does that look like? Calm mind, strong spine, open heart. So honored to have you here. Click the link or the button below if you'd like to apply to work with me. And I'll see you next time. All right, friends, you know what to do. If you'd like to support the podcast, I would really appreciate you following, subscribing, leaving a rating and review. It means the world, and this is something that I really want to grow
in 2025 and beyond. So I would absolutely appreciate it. And if you know someone who's feeling a little stuck, please pass along the podcast, share it on social media. Let me know where you're listening from. And just know that I appreciate you and I'm so glad you're here. And if you're feeling stuck, I hope you're feeling a little less stuck now. And hope you have a beautiful day. See you next week.